This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we are hosting the 2025 Psychobabble Awards. Listeners voted, and we're announcing the winners of best and worst internet moments of the year, plus meme of the year, scam of the year, most mutable word of the year, feud of the year, and more. Which newcomer will win breakout star of the year, and which icon will be crowned a mother of the year? Well, the votes are in. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Live from the Psychobabble Awards, it's the Psychobabble Awards! Yes! Woohoo! Yes!
Can you believe it? I don't know what annual it is. I feel like award shows are typically like the fifth annual.
This has got to be the 11th annual.
I don't think so, bro.
Yep. The 11th annual, live from the internet. It's the 11th annual Psychobabble Awards with your hosts, Corey Cool.
And Tyler Oakley.
No, that's when you go, I don't know what you're what you would do.
And musical performances
he said,
by.
You sounded like the Mars Attacks.
And musical performances by, I don't know, do you
Tilly
have anyone?
Norwood.
Do you have anyone on your board?
Yes, Tilly Norwood.
Oh, wait, yes. All the Song of the Year nominees are actually performing kind of like they do at the Oscars.
Yes, so stay tuned and don't forget to do the wave during Defying Gravity with your legs.
Don't forget to not cuddle up with the person you're cheating on your spouse with during the musical performances.
There will be a kiss cam this year, so watch out. Ooh. And also, don't forget to head to the back for a little snack. There will be frozen burritos and Nutella.
I thought you said ooh, 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 and then you said and also, and I thought you were going to say ah.
Ooh, 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 and also, so quiet, piggies. The show's about to start.
Okay. do you want to do your drum roll again?
I can't. Okay, I'm fine. I'll do it. Oh, and there it goes.
You acted like it's so long. It seems very short.
You know what? I did speed it up because it was very long.
It's, okay.
Anyway, for our first category, oh, we're starting big. It's the best internet moment of 2025. Whew, this year had
moments.
Very few of them. Okay, so it is our duty to come up with the nominees to really sort throughout the year. Corey does a very wonderful job of keeping track of what hits and what really marinates throughout the year, grows, and what sticks with us. Best internet moment, not many to pick from.
I agree. I felt like a lot of things that I put in the best internet moment ended up going to other categories. Some even turned out to be worse internet moments.
Yeah. Okay, so your nominees this year are Justin Bieber standing on business, what's not clocking? What's not clocking to you? Okay. The moment where paparazzi versus Justin. Our second nominee, Donald Trump admitting he's not getting into heaven. For me, that was kind of iconic. It really pulled back the veil. You saw the man behind the curtain.
He said the quiet part out loud, I think, is what the children say.
Yes, yes. The next nominee, the concept of Cynthia Erivo. And this could really be the meme of the concept of Cynthia Erivo, her with the nails on the bald head. It could also be just the concept of Cynthia Erivo, like the essence, the entirety.
When I see her long fingernails, I know she gives a good head scratch.
Oh, my God. Well, that's the concept. That is the concept. And your final nominee, Pope Crave, showing the true power of the internet, investigative journalism, fandom, intersecting with historical religion and making its way all the way to the Vatican. I mean, the power of the internet really went there.
American Pope? Hell yeah.
Ooh, a bean-touching pope. It could happen to you. Okay, so we did do a 24-hour window where viewers could vote on our Instagram stories. If you were here last week, you'd know that we both posted all the nominees on our stories. Everyone had a chance to vote for 24 hours. So, without further ado, the winner of Best Internet Moment, fan voting... Congratulations, the concept of Cynthia Erivo.
Do you have a hand clapping noise on your thing?
It's happening right now.
Well, yeah, I don't want them to get confused with my claps versus your claps. I was making it clap.
I think they could tell the difference. Would you have picked the concept of Cynthia Erivo? I feel like when I suggested this for a nominee, you didn't know what it was.
You know, there were a couple in this category that I wasn't super familiar with. I guess I turned 40 this year and I am out.
Yes.
I would have voted, and I did vote, for Donald Trump not getting into heaven because I thought, true, facts.
Okay.
But I'm always happy.
The concept of Donald Trump not getting into heaven?
I'm always happy to see Cynthia Erivo snatch an award.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, when I think of the impact of GIFs, that one really was everywhere for me.
Well, and now she's a two-time winner, having won last year with the finger grab, her and Ari sharing the award.
Oh, what was that? Best internet moment?
I think it might have been.
No, she won Best Internet Moment 2 years in a row. There's no way.
Her impact.
That's crazy. Congratulations, Cynthia. Your award is in the mail.
In the mail, yes. All right, even rolling right along. What would the internet be without a best moment? What would the internet be without a worst moment? You see, we celebrate highs and lows here. And there were more lows to pick from than highs this year.
Stacked category.
Let me introduce the nominees. Our first nominee, the Blue Origin all-female space flight. Did they go to space? Did they go to the upper crust of the atmosphere?
I don't know.
Who can ever be sure? Also, the 12-hour TikTok ban that started off the year in January, they were banning TikTok, and then Trump had to pretend to save it. Was it even banned?
Was it a bad moment for you? Do you remember where you were for those 12 hours? I was shaking.
I don't know. Wasn't there like a Chinese app they were sending us to, Red Bubble or something?
Yes, I'm famous on it. Hello, fans.
Our third nominee, Sydney Sweeney's jeans ad.
Mm.
And lastly, Trump yelling at a reporter and saying, quiet, piggy.
Didn't love that. So, I mean, this category is filled with things that kind of you might not enjoy.
Calling a woman piggy? No. A gay man? Yes, I think that's okay. Did you oink?
I did, for the people.
Tyler, did you have a favorite? Did you vote?
I did vote. I think I voted for Quiet Piggy. I think that was a real a low for America. Not to say that there aren't worse lows, but really, it's every day is a new low.
I feel like we could have just put Trump, period, as a worst internet moment, and it probably would have covered a lot of the year.
Yeah.
All right, your winner of the 2025 worst internet of the moment, and here to accept on behalf of the female flight crew of Blue Origin is Katy Perry, my queen.
Oh, hey, girl. Yes. Her mic's not working, but she is holding up a daisy.
Yes. I was like, we can't. Actually, she's still in space and we're having trouble connecting, but the daisy is present.
And she's wrapped in a Canada flag. Oh, what a beautiful flag.
Honey, did you see she and Trudeau made it official on Maine?
Trudeau, she better don't. What would you have picked for this category? I think that's a worthy winner. That's a terrible experience for humanity that we all had to witness.
Listen, I voted for the space flight.
Okay.
Congrats. I thought you got your way. It was a big moment this year. I felt like they talked about it for a month and then it was all for naught. It was all, and then they landed on the ground and somebody was opening the door while Jeff Bezos pretended he had the key. A mess.
Mm. I did like Gail looking stressed. You know, when she was about to get on the flight, she looked like, well, this is it.
The way my brain thought you were talking about Gail Weathers, because that is the first Gail.
That makes
Gail
more sense.
That's the first Gail I think about when I hear Gail. Oprah's
Gail.
Taste. Yeah, they were ringing that bell. The costumes I saw at Halloween this year that were dedicated to this.
Next up, we have the category that is on the tip of all viral trends. It's Meme of the Year. Do you know who won Meme of the Year last year? Do you by any chance have memory?
Last year, we actually changed this category. Last year, it was TikTok Sound of the Year, but we have since switched it to encompass Meme of the Year to be a little broader, open some more doors.
Yeah, because sometimes the TikTok Sound of the Year might be up for Song of the Year.
Stay tuned.
And so, yeah. So for Meme of the Year this year, we have some pretty strong contenders, some early year contenders. And honestly, I thought it was a stacked category. We have Piper No from White Lotus. I feel like all the gays were saying that at the beginning of the year. We have I'm a Mommy, Mamacita from Love Island. Now, I don't watch the show, but it made its way to my For You page, so I knew it was big.
You had the trickle down meme-onomics.
Absolutely. Yes. I was familiar with Mamacita. I was feeling a little Mamacita. We have Madame Morrible, Flip It Around, Wicked Witch. That's gone platinum in this household. It's become a vocal stem of the house. It's just kind of turning a corner and going, Wicked Witch. And then finally, the last nominee, telling your parents, I'm so hungry, I could eat blank. And you fill in the blank with their childhood friend just to see what they would say. It also works very well with grandparents. They're appalled when you bring up somebody that they knew 50 years ago and you say that you're so hungry, you could eat their friend such and such. It's kind of funny. I liked it.
You loved it. Did you try it on either of your parents?
No, I didn't.
Well, it was always 2026.
Did you?
No, I didn't. I know all my friends' parents, so there was no way for me to just like pull a rando out of their yearbook.
This category also, I mean, the concept of Cynthia Erivo could be here, you know? The Justin Bieber standing on business could be here. What's not clocking? So, like, there's some spillover, there's some bleedover. Do you have a winner for this? I voted Flip It Around, Wicked Witch.
I think I, too, voted Flip It Around, Wicked Witch. This was also our closest category with three out of the four nominees nearly being tied.
Wow. Wow. It just goes to show, ladies, your vote matters more than ever. And the winner of Fan Voted Meme of the Year 2025 Psychobabble Awards is... This is a drum roll. There it is. I'm a mommy, mamacita. Congrats.
Congrats to those. Straight culture. Straight culture prevails.
Do you watch Love Island?
I don't.
That is so surprising to me.
I watched a couple seasons when they started the American version and when it was on like Paramount only or some shit. It just didn't hit for me.
It seems to be just a pipeline for hot people to connect with brand deals.
I didn't want to pull anyone for a chat. I now have to watch some of these people spill over onto my TV in the form of MTV's The Challenge contestants.
And do they have what it takes?
Yeah, one of them just won the latest season. Spoiler.
Oop. Mm. Okay. Well, congrats to whoever the hell said I'm a mommy mamacita. Do you even know who said it?
A guy and a girl.
A guy and a girl. I have seen the clip. Yes.
All right. Next up, a big important category, scam of the year. Now, we know scams are really on the rise.
Mm.
You ever been scammed?
Probably. I'm probably being scammed right now in so many ways, and I have no idea.
Well, your nominees for scam of the year, first of all, you heard it here first. We broke the news about Kim K's Bush underwear.
Did we?
I mean, you brought it to my attention, so I'm sure you probably brought it to others as well.
Well, that's no surprise. Okay.
Our second nominee, RFK, claiming that Tylenol causes autism.
Eesh. Yes.
Our third, famed AI actress, Tilly Norwood.
The camera is... Cutting to her right now. There she is.
She's glitching. Hey, queen. She's glitching.
Oh, I think she caught a virus. Oh, girl.
And lastly, Dubai Chocolate, which had a big Q4, I believe.
Also would be a beautiful name for a little girl.
Dubai Chocolate? Or big Q4?
Q4.
Listen, my mom told me she wanted to get Dubai Chocolate cupcakes from Sam's Club when I'm home for Christmas. So,
well, the scam is real, honey.
The scam starts with the boomers. And also... I was really like, is Dubai Chocolate a thing? I was at the grocery store last night perusing, as one does. They had Dubai Chocolate from the little Ghirardelli squares. And I thought,
it's over.
It's over. Too much.
For me, I voted Dubai Chocolate because if you know, you know. And I am a conspiracy theorist on this one. I'm a tinfoil hat on this one where this... This is a cover to change the search engine optimization of Dubai Chocolate, because before the chocolate was big, honey, Dubai Chocolate meant something very different, and Dubai needed a little bit of a change for that Google search.
Well,
scam.
The winner of Scam of the Year, you want to do the drum roll?
No, I don't, but I could do a grinder drum roll. Here's this. Okay.
Perfect. The winner, and I was happy to see this, RFK claims Tylenol causes autism. Good. That means it was an overwhelming vote. That means the people are on the right side of history. We all know it's a scam. Ain't nobody listening to RFK's medical advice.
Yes. Congratulations to all those nominated. Next up, we have something that's very near and dear to my heart, the mutable word of the year. Now, you know I'm no stranger to muting a bitch and getting it off the timeline. The nominees this year really needed to be avoided. First up, your nominee for mutable word of the year, 6-7. Now, do you mute the letters, S-I-X-S-E-V-E-N? Do you mute the number 6-7? Is there a space between
This is the numbers?
Honey, I mute the children IRL.
Oop. Yes.
If I hear a child say 6-7 IRL, it's over.
Okay. How do you mute a child IRL?
What did they
IRL?
Say? Catch me outside. It's on site.
Oh, no. Cash me, I believe.
Okay.
Cash me. 6-7 nominated mutable word of the year. Tariffs, mutable word of the year. Gulf of America, mutable word of the year. Now, word is subjective. There's a couple words in that. And then your final nominee. That's redacted. I did bleep it, but the bleep is redacting the redacted. And for the girls who girl, the knows who know, the know.
They all know. Right.
Now, if you were to go in my account on Twitter, formerly known as X, formerly known as Twitter, you would see redacted head to toe, top to bottom, a million iterations, a million hashtags, a million album titles, a million song titles, a million whatever, variations upon variations. So I think you know who would win it for me. Do you have a favorite for this category, Corey?
Yeah, I think it's the 6-7 for me. The Pavlovian response children seem to have to this is scary. It's giving cult.
Yeah, yes. Well, is 6-7 to them what 669 was to us? I don't think we ever like freaked out if somebody said 69.
Not in the way that I see it like run through a classroom if somebody says it, where they all start like,
stimming? Going berserk. Stimming! I mean, you're not wrong. It definitely activates something in that little brain of theirs.
It is. We learned about biting a lemon and Pavlovian dogs. These children these days, it's too
you're right.
much.
All right. Well, the winner of this year's Mutable Word of the Year is 6-7.
Oh, thank God.
And you know what? Trends come and go so quickly these days. 6-7 is going to be gone before the next school year. So on to the next.
I don't know. Pen 15 is still pretty big.
Ooh, I do love it. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Mood.com. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that is revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code Babbel, B-A-B-B-L-E. I have tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it is wild how different each one feels. Like, they're sleepy time gummies. They knock me out in about 15 minutes flat with no hangover, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing. And then the epic euphoria gummies, they are perfect for those days when nothing is going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your crappy mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in the dispensary or anywhere for that matter. And they have gummies for literally everything. Immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal, and each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on a small family-owned American farm. No pesticides, no BS, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners also get 20% off their first order with the code Babbel, B-A-B-B-L-E. So Head to mood.com and browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and then find the perfect gummy for whatever you are dealing with. And remember, use promo code BABBLE at checkout to save 20% on your first order. Thank you so much, mood.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
On to our next category, which I actually feel like we didn't talk a lot about drag this year on the pod. I could be wrong. Maybe we talked about the main franchise, but I just feel like not a lot of drag chat on the pod this year. The
nominees... Well, we're not very aligned this year because I'm watching a lot of Dragula and you don't watch it.
And you couldn't even put a Dragula person in this category? Wow. Fake.
Well, fan. And you want to know why? Because all the seasons that I've been watching leading up to it were not from this year.
Fair,
and so I just started last night the latest Titans 2, which is All Stars over in Dragula, which is airing right now. So I am about to be caught up. So I think Drag Queen of the Year is going to have some Dragula contestants presence next year.
All right, your nominees. What season aired this year? 16, 17?
I think 17.
What All-Stars aired this year?
50.
Well, your winner of the main franchise this year, Anya Nerve. Your winner of the All-Stars this year, Ginger Min. Your winner of UK Drag Race this year, Bones. And the TikTok Michael Jackson impersonating snubbed queen, Corey King. A lot of winners.
a lot of winners for me. Honestly, if I were to have to pick one who really ruled the year for me, I had to go Corey King. It was obvious and easy for me.
Well, you are right there with the majority, as Corey King, the only non-winner, snatches the Psychobabble trophy and I guess could wear it on their head if they wanted a crown like the others have.
Well, you know, the hit song from Drag Race Live in Las Vegas.
Put some
losing
ice
is
in it.
No, losing is the new winning.
There you go.
Up for Song of the Year. Ooh, honey. We've got some real earworms. First up, JoJo Siwa with Betty Davis Eyes. Now, you know that was on repeat for me. I was very surprised it was not in my Spotify Wrapped. I don't know how it happened. Actually, that feels wrong. I feel like a glitch, because that really was on repeat for me.
You got.
I unapologetically loved it. We have Nothing Beats a Jet to Holiday, which is that even a song? Well, it's up to...
Darling, hold my hand.
Oh, yeah. Who is that? Jess Glynn. Okay. And Jess Glynn featuring Jet 2? Is that even how we would say that?
The way that I thought it was a JetBlue holiday until last week.
Oh my gosh. I kind of in my brain thought the same thing.
Telling me there's two airlines, Jet2 and JetBlue?
Oh, there's got to be more. Jet who? Jet Scabadadoo. Jet. I actually fly. I'm platinum on Jet Scabadadoo.
I believe that for you.
Also nominated, Whitesican performing Defying Gravity, Legs in the Air.
Hole Open. You may
Hole Open.
Quite possibly Seated.
Seated, and Perfect Pitch. It's giving Charlie Puth. And finally, How Far I'll Go, as performed by a little girl on a Delta flight. Wow. A lot of airline themes happening for Song of the Year this year. Interesting.
Big year for being in the air.
Did you have any of these in your head?
Well, you know I hated that child who held the passengers hostage on the Delta flight.
Yeah. Well, yeah. How far will you go?
I gave it to Jess Glynn. I gave her her flowers. I think she was overdue. I made a Jess Glynn 10 playlist.
Oh, okay. And how many did you fill it with?
She's got 10 bangers. Don't you fret.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Jess Glynn and Jet 2. They are our viewer's choice award winners for Song of the Year with Nothing Beats a Jet 2 Holiday. Work. They need to remix that. I'm surprised that's not like remixed and playing at festivals. That seems like something that could really please the people.
You heard it here first, Coachella 2026. Wait, did they already announce the lineup?
Yeah, Justin Bieber. Mm. Justin Bieber. Gotta keep an eye out for Celine.
Ner.
Sorry.
All right, now we're gonna slow it down a little bit. Sarah Bareilles is coming.
Sarah Bareilles
is coming out to play Somewhere Over the Rainbow at the piano while we honor those fallen cycle babies among us for the cycle ghostie in memoriam category of the year.
Mm.
Those who parted too early, the inventor of Nutella, the inventor of the frozen burrito, of course, Roland Ray, and the penny.
Wow. Okay. Now, it is such sweet sorrow to say goodbye. But, I mean, for me, Roland Ray, I feel like anytime Roland Ray comes up on the podcast, I go in because people need to realize just how iconic Roland Ray is. And if you're unaware, go on YouTube and enjoy because Roland Ray is the moment.
Honey, open and your folder.
I'm in the folder.
Yeah.
Okay, so the everlasting impact of Roland Ray stands with me. Yes, I love a Nutella every once in a while. Sure, I'll eat a frozen burrito perhaps sometimes. Maybe I'll pick up a penny, see a penny, take a penny, maybe even make a wish with a penny. But I would give away, I would never have Nutella again. I would never have frozen burritos again. I would never pick up a penny again if it meant more time with Roland Ray. And so that Roland Ray gets my vote.
Well, sadly, the penny is the winner. A lot of people mourning that loss of money.
Yeah, well, capitalism brain wins again. Are you happy, viewers, listeners, audience? Oh, you really choose us 1 cent over an icon.
I don't walk, I row, baby.
Miss Jeweler. Judge Taylor.
It's Miss Toller.
It's Judge Toller. Be quiet.
Congratulations, the penny. We'll see you never.
We'll see you in hell.
Up for feud of the year. Ooh, I love it when there's real big drama. And this year had it, honey. First nominee, Delco Dumper versus Road Rage Driver. This was early on in the year when somebody, there was a fight on the road.
There was a tailgating incident.
And one of the participants said, you know what? I've had enough. Got out of the car and shit on the person's car.
Yeah, that might be my favorite story of the year.
That's like, it was iconic. And the fact that there is video.
The fact that when she got arrested, they were like, what's wrong with you? And she said, I have a sickness.
Yeah, well, I would back
straight
away.
Straight to camera. Eyes on camera. Straight to camera. I have a sickness.
That's like opening scene of a zombie movie. You have to get out of there. Next nominee, Studio Ghibli versus ChatGPT. And I would even argue all of humanity versus ChatGPT. It's over. Next up, Campbell's Soup versus Poor People. You know what they had to say. Campbell's Soup's talking shit and hating on their own clientele, their own customers. And then finally, the Coldplay Kiss Cam versus Cheaters. Ooh-wee. Your vote is for the dumper?
I'm pulling a Kanye moment and walking up on stage if Delco Dumper doesn't take this home.
Well,
Delco Dumper had one of the best shits of all time.
Oh, okay. Well, save it because the winner is Coldplay Kiss Cam versus the Cheaters.
I mean, I think it was such a moment this year. You couldn't get away from it. I saw two concerts, not Coldplay, shortly after the incident, and there were people mocking it. There were people pretending to not be wanting to be seen together whenever the Kiss Cams were on them.
Yeah, I mean, this had impact, and I think it was, what is it called when the votes are, it was a landslide, I think, on that one.
It's the new wave, honey.
The new wave, honey.
Yes, you know how the waves at concerts and shit. Now it's people pretending they don't want to be seen with each other.
Yes, well, okay. Okay, well, I mean, is the Coldplay Kiss Cam not just normalization of a surveillance state? And then the enforcement of the kissers getting canceled, is it not just a public execution? We really have dark times right here, right now. I would have voted... I think the Dumper, but you know, the Dumper really needed to have more impact. We would have needed to see some copycat Dumpers for that to really feel like it was taking off.
She started a dumping spree, Mama.
She started the dumping spree, but she ended the dumping spree. Nobody was following the dumping spree. There were Coldplay Kiss Cammers, you know,
throughout
that popped
the year.
Up everywhere.
Well, moving on to what we would consider our best new artist category of the year, what we call breakout star of the year. A lot of big names in this category. You have, of course, America's sweetheart, La Boo Boo.
La Boo Boo.
You have Jonathan Bailey's Bulge from the Jurassic film that came out this summer.
Well, not just that. Also, certainly, it bulged in Wicked.
A bulge about town.
For good.
We have New York City mayoral-elect Zoran Mamdani. And my favorite, certainly someone I've been tracking all Q4, the interstellar comet 3I Atlas.
Hmm. Yes.
It's upon us.
Well, as far as breakout star goes, the La Boo Boo did have a huge year, but La Boo Boo fell off, honey. The year's not even over, and I don't think it's even on anybody's
keychain anymore.
List. It's not even in anybody's stocking list. It's over. The supply is up. The demand is low.
La Boo Boo's not even in a stocking stuffer this year.
Maybe, I don't know. I would rather the bulge than the La Boo.
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you have a winner for breakout star? Do you have somebody you prefer?
This was tough. Of course I was voting for Jonathan Bailey's Bulge.
Oh, of course.
Of course. Of course. Sexiest man alive.
Okay. Well, I voted for Zoran. For me, it was like, it felt like, okay, I didn't get a chance to vote for him in real life. Let me get the taste on my fingertips by voting for him for breakout star of the year.
Well, honey, you are right there with the people because Zoran Mamdani, your breakout star of the year.
Oh my goodness. Congrats,
official.
King. Wow. Major. All right. A silence is coming over the crowd. Can you feel the tension? Can you feel... what's in the air?
Our biggest category of the night.
It's time for Mother of the Year.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Our nominees for Mother of the Year are Etsy Witches, Aunt Gladys from Weapons, Kiwi the Bird from Instagram, and Miss Rachel.
Dang, all this is tough because all these women and all women in general deserve honor.
Yes, shout out to women. Shout out to women. We love you.
Yes, women.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're all my mother. You're all mother. Yes. Yes. Now, you know I love an Etsy witch. Which Etsy witch? Which Etsy witch?
Did Chuck Wood?
Which Etsy witch etched their witches' wishes on the hexed etched etchies?
While wearing Skechers.
The sketchy Skechers these etchy Etsy witches wished for. Okay, so I was very on board with the Etsy witches. I do think Aunt Gladys is Mother. And I have been following Kiwi the bird all year long. Like, she's on update like 28 or something. And honey, I'm sat, seated, and seated.
Mother is mothering.
Mother was mothering. And oh my God, I saw the announcement of her. The Kiwi, they named Kiwi's baby. First of all, I need to give an update for the people that are not following along. Kiwi picked the name. She put bell peppers next to names and then let Kiwi go decide which bell pepper she wanted, and that would decide the name of the baby. Kiwi's baby's name is Tweety Megatron. So, I mean, a mother.
This was a much better reveal than when you told me Peppa the Pig's sister's name this year or whatever the fuck that was.
Who's that? Who is that? Peppa the Pig has a sister?
Quiet, Piggy.
Oh, okay. Well, so Tweety Megatron, welcome to the world. Do you have a winner for Mother of the Year? Who do you pick? Who did you pick?
This was tough. I loved all this of them except tough. For the bird.
Right. Okay.
Except for, I looked up that bird after you brought it up on the pod, and I thought, well, birds aren't real.
Oh, whoa.
You know birds are government spies.
Scam of the year 2026?
Yes. I think when I voted for Etsy witches. Big year for them.
My heart wanted
their reach.
My heart did want Etsy witches, you know, in these trying times. Even a witch needs a little bit of a day job.
A penny.
A penny. But for me, this year, I think the voters got it right. Congratulations, Miss Rachel, our Mother of the Year.
Wow. Play the clapping. I'll play it.
Yes, that's Mother. Yes, that's Mother. Oh, wait, I have a button for this.
You are a mother, but you are not mothering.
Oh, no, but not really that one. But how about this?
Mommy, a girl behind you. Mommy.
Okay. Mother of the Year, Miss Rachel, thank you for doing what needs to be done. Thank you for standing up for what needs to be stood for. I think you're an inspiration to all mothers and all potential mothers and all children of mothers. Thank you for doing what needs to be done. Shout out, Miss Rachel.
Maybe next year your soundboard can be nominated for Breakout Star of the Year.
Wow. Don't say that too loud. She's listening. If it doesn't happen now, she's gonna start glitching. So,
well, thank you to all the voters. Thank you to all those in attendance tonight. Thank you to Sarah Bareilles and Katy Perry for being here and playing music and accepting.
Shout out Rolling Ray, watching from the sky.
Congrats to all the winners. Your trophies are in the mail.
Yes. And if you didn't win, we're so sorry. You just were not that bitch.
T.
Corey, thank you so much for another incredible year of psychobabble.
Thank you. Yes. And don't go too far. We'll have episodes through the end of the year to get you through the holiday season.
Oh, okay, sure. Well, I mean, you know, I feel like the Psychobabble Awards are a culmination of everything we celebrated, loved, and hated throughout the year. So it just feels right to do it with you. So thank you for being here. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for making magic happen.
And stay tuned for a very big announcement for me coming in the new year.
Ooh, you're coming in the new year?
Stay seated and seated.
Okay, Dubai Chocolate Queen. All right.
Dubai. Okay.
Where can people find you?
Bitch, celebrating Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Ringing in the new year.
Did you say ring the alarm?
I found a playlist on Spotify that's all Christmas songs, but it's all like piano, soft, slow renditions. And baby, when it's getting me through.
Okay.
You can find me listening to that.
Okay, okay, okay.
And also I realized too, there's a Family Stone album on Spotify where it's all the score from the Family Stone, which is wonderful to listen to.
Girl.
Where can people find you?
You can find me playing Pokemon Go, probably.
All right.
Okay. Have a good life.
Bye.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.